Okay, so the this is at the two dots and mem tes amid aleph. So amir rabba baruchan amir biyochanan hatovya meitiv tzricha malchus. So that was in accordance, as we said earlier in the Amud, with the shita that it's not a bracha smucha lechaverta, it's a din derabanan, it's added on, so it would need malchus. So my kama shmulan kol bracha shem ba malchus lo shma bracha. That's a sugya that we learned. Rab and Rabbi Yochanan shem ba malchus. Vam Rabbi Yochanan chad zimna. You ready? He's taking a stand on this issue. So am Rab Zera lo marish etzricha shtei malchios chad dida v'chad debone Yerushalayim. So let's take a look over at Rashi. So what exactly is the chiddush here? Okay. So shtei malchios. So Rashi says, Avinu Malkeinu Malchios, Adirenu Barenu Golenu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov Renu Reisrael Hamelech Hatov VeHameitiv LaKol. That if you really look inside, you actually have two Malchios. So the Gemara is going to point that out. Yehachi Niba Itlas Chad Dida VeChad Debonu Yerushalayim VeChad DeBirchas Haaretz. So Gemara says no. Birchas Haaretz My Time Alone Mishum Dehavi LaBracha Smucha LeChaverta. Bone Yerushalayim Namilo Tiboy Dehavila Bracha Smucha Leverta. So who adin that if the Bone Yerushalayim Namilo Baya Ela Aidi the Amar Malchus Beis David Lava Rechara Dilo Amar Malchus Shamayim. So you see many times David Hamelech's greatness was the idea that he was always able to remind. Ephraim loves this story and rightfully so. He was always able to remind people who the real Melech was, right? Ephraim just put it back on the record that David HaMelech himself would be deeply offended if somehow he mentioned, you know, his Malchus and not the Malchus Shamayim.
And that's what we're talking about. The one I like mentioning is the one with Shlomo in the gates.
Well, what's the, when David HaMelech, was upbraided for conducting himself in a certain fashion.
Oh, right, yeah. But I quote the it says to Michal, they're like, look, your dad didn't get it. He thought that, oh, I'm a Melech, oh, good stuff. And no, the whole point is that I can degrade myself with Shem Shemayim because he's the real Melech.
When Nikalosiod Mizos Vaisi Shafal Beinai. Right? Imam Mahos Asher Amart, Imam Ikaveda, right? So these, okay, so. What's that?
No, I'm just saying, Mani Fadei or Melech Yisrael, because Melech Yisrael really is Netfad.
Absolutely, yeah. Hashem Asher Bachar Bi Mikol Beis Avich, right? It's a personal conversation, right?
As they say, snap.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think snap is even even sufficient. Okay. Okay, so. Yeah. So El Aidi the Amar Malchus Beis David Lava Rechara the Lo Amar Malchus Shai. So Papa Amar Hachi Kamar Tzricha Shtei Malchios Levar Midida. Okay, so it requires two Malchios, not even including right its own. Okay, so this is just adding on. Rashi says Sheposachas Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then it goes Kel Avinu Malkeinu Adirenu Borenu, and we already identify the two Malchios. Right, Hamelech Hatov v'Hameitiv Lakol. So I just wanted to make the following Heyara, that these two Malchios, it's not like a quantitative issue, but I think it's a qualitative issue, that there's actually a fundamental difference between the two Malchios that are mentioned. So maybe somebody can figure it out. So there's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Malkel Avinu Malkeinu, Adirenu Borenu Goalenu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, Renu Yisrael. Hamelech Hatov Hameitiv Lakol. What's the difference between those two Malchios? In terms of Malkeinu Adirenu Borenu, and then Hamelech Hatov Hameitiv Lakol. Ilan?
The first one seems very focused on Klal Yisrael, and the second one is about the whole world.
Right, so there is a particular versus universal distinction, absolutely. If you just drill down, Ilan, one level deeper than that. You're right, I think you identified the Siman, but what's the Siba? In terms of the Yenison, what's the, Ilan was absolutely right. One is particular, one is universal, but.
Melech Hatov HaMeitiv LaKol seems to be more, the Melech seems to be more of the anchor than what's the other case where it's just more of the terms that we put together as Shivachai.
Excellent. Okay, so the right. So these are the ways that we relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avinu, he's our Boreinu, Goaleinu, Kedoshenu, Adireinu, and Malkeinu is one of the ways that we relate to him. But then we talk about, and that's why, Ilan, you were correct, right? Melech HaTova Meitiv LaKol is a reflection on God's ultimate power. So it's two very different contexts. Okay. So Tosus points out, so Lomar Shetzricha Shtei Malchios Bar Midida Chada Debonu Yerushalayim Delav Orachara V'gam Bo Ein Yecholin Lomar Malchus Das Smuchahi Al Karchach Omra Be'atov Yameitiv. So you sort of defer it off to Atov Yameitiv V'ho V'amar V'malchus Debonu Yerushalayim Delav Orachara, again because of the issue of David HaMelech, he wouldn't want, you know, his Malchus to overshadow Malchus Shemayim. He says there are different practices here. But very fascinating here that the Balei HaTosfos have. They say, you know, it's really interesting. It all comprises... Right, there's a debate about Toga Meitiv, but certainly with respect to the first three, it all comprises a Din D'Oraisa. There's no question about that, right? Hazan and Al Haaretz Yal Mazon, and then again Bonei Yerushalayim. Right, so all three comprise a D'Oraisa unit. Okay, all three. So if that is the case. Right, so they should all be, technically speaking, brachos hasmuchos lechaverta. But the Balei HaTosfos are now introducing a new factor in terms of what the hagdara of a bracha hasmucha lechaverta is. Namely, it's not enough for it to just be part of one unit and be actually contiguous with another bracha, but...
He says niskenu b'zach or zevat.
Right, they came during different time periods, right? Moshe tikein Hazan, and Yoshua was metakein, right, the Berchas Haaretz, and David and Shlomo was Bonei Yerushalayim. So the origin of the bracha here might make a difference. That's very fascinating. Okay, and that's that is not an obvious point at all, but that's what he's driving at. Okay, all right, so let's go a little bit further in the Gemara. Reb Zeira, Yosef Reb Zeira, Chorei de Rav Gidol, Yosef Reb Gidol, Kamei de Rav Huna. So they're sitting in a row in front of Rav Huna, who's teaching. Yosef Kamar, Tavelo, Hisker Shal Shabbos, Omer, Baruch Shanasan Shabbosos, Leminucha. La'amo Yisrael, Ba'ava, Lo'osu, Lebris, Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Amar Le'iman Amra. So Rav, Hada Yosef Kamar. So this is Rav, we're getting to the Rebbe of Rav Huna now. Tavlo Hisker Shal Yom Tov Omer Baruch Shanas and Yom Tovim La'amo Yisrael L'Simcha, not L'Menucha, but L'Simcha U'L'Zikaron Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So Amar Le'iman Amara Sarav Hador Yosef V'Kamar Tavlo Hisker Shal Rosh Chodesh Omer Baruch Shanas and Rosh Echadash Yom Yisrael L'Zikaron V'Lo Yadana. Pay careful attention. Yomer Basimcha Ilo amar basimcha, ichasim ba, ilo chasim ba yididei, the rabbi. We're not sure about three things. Is this his own teaching or from his rabbi? We're not sure if he was actually chosim. He would have an additional baruch ata Hashem at the end. And in terms of Rosh Chodesh, we don't know whether he actually included the term simcha. So this is a fascinating discussion. What are we really getting at? What's the relationship between Yenison?
Yisrael and Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, Rosh Chodesh doesn't have the din of Simcha like a Yom Tov. Right? We don't know whether it should have included that. On the one hand, it is Ikri Moed. It does have a special Karban Mosaf. Tuparim, Manayel, Shivakvasim, Esir Chatas. And so it does have that. No question that it does have that. And then it's just not ikdash vasiyas v'lacha. So that's an interesting liturgical question. So Rashi says, "Lo yedana Reb Zeira kamrla, lo yedana yamer Reb Gidol lezikar lezichempa ilo amar lesimcha, v'yamer mishmei derav ilo amara, and ichasim ba mekadesh yisav v'rashi chadashim ilo chasim." So let's take a look over at Tosos. So Tosos says, Yimtam Arva Smuchahi, right, that if you're just including it, because you forgot it in its natural place, so it should be considered Smuchah V'yishlamar, Ha'ul V'lo Niskan Hashem Elo Omra L'frakim, K'sheshachach Ratzei V'achlitzenu, Ein Zakarei, excuse me, Smuchah, V'tzarech P'sicha V'baruch V'brachos Shal Yirchas, V'brachos Kulam Smuchos V'brachos El Chai V'kayam. Inami, Eloi Avram Hainu Malchus, K'dam Rinan, Mishanivar Oloi Adam Shekirao L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon Shabba Avram U'kirao Adon, Shenemar, Adoni, Shenemar, Hashem Elokim Mati Tanli, V'muyantiv Kolo V'omer Baruch Shanasin Shabbaso Samenucha, V'yom Tov L'Amo Yisrael L'Simcha, V'chein, Ki Mikla Shabbos V'Rosh Chodesh, you would find some integration. So here Tosos again, I think the Shitaso has yet another Tanai in this concept of Rachas Mucha L'Chaverta. So the first thing that he introduced is that maybe when it comes to benching, there's a tzad to say, because these weren't niskanos, you know, to be together necessarily, they were ultimately part of one unit, they became the Daraisa expression of benching, but they, you know, chronologically they were separated, so maybe that's Likuei in their status of Rachas Mucha L'Chaverta. And then another, what's this other limitation that he's imposing? That it's not considered a bracha smucha lechaverta, Ilan, of what?
It's not the normal way that you make the bracha.
Yeah, okay. So let's go a little bit further. So, Gidl bar min yumi avikai kamidah Rav Nachman, tar Rav Nachman, v'hadah l'reish, samarlay my time avid mar ha'achi, amarlay dam Rav Shela merav, ta v'chozer l'rosh. V'amar Rav Huna merav, ta omer baruch shanasan, so Amar Lei Lavitmar Lamar Rav Menashe Bar Tachlif Amar Rav Lo Shana Lo Shelo Pasach Bar Tova Meitiv Pasach Bar Tova Meitiv. So you miss your chance. Choser LeRosh. So Amar Rav Yidi Bar Avin Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav Nachan Amar Shmuel Tova Lo Hiskir Shel Rosh Chodesh B'Tfila Machazir Noso Birchas Hamazon Ein Machzir Noso. So Amar Lei. So who does the Bach say? Not Rav Avin. One second. Look at the Bach. So Amar Lei Rav Idi Bar Avin, the Rav Amram. So he wants to know what's the difference. Ma'ishna Tfilo, Ma'ishna Birchas Hamazon. So Amar Lei Afla Didi Kashli said, I had the same question. Ushilte the Rav Nachan, the Amar Lei Minei, the Mar Shmuel. So the answer came back from on high, from Shmuel. Lo Shemi Ali Elanechzi Anon. So Shmuel said, I don't have a Masorah about this, but we should think through it. Tfilo Dechova Himachazirin or so. Birchas mezona di bay achil di bay lo achil ein machazirin oso. So what should it depend on? Yenison?
No, there's a chiyuv hayoyim.
Not an obvious point. So if you say that this is the yom is mechayiv, this particular whatever it is, birchas hamazon retvila, so then not being masked the yom, right, sinks the ship. But if there was no din in the yom to do this, just because you happen to do it on that day, doesn't mean that we're going to make you go back. It's not l'chatchila, it's not optimal, but a person can be yotze. It's not a direct product of the day. I think that is the simple way to explain it. I think that's exactly the right way to put it. So, the Gemara challenges. Nechzian, it's real dechova hi machzir. So, berchaz mazni ba yachil, ba yilo achil, machzir. So, elamayata, shabasos v'yomim tavim, delo sagi, delo achil. So hachanami di itai hadar. So what about days on which we know, right? Hayom, hayom, hayom. There's a chi of oneg Shabbos, and, right? Simchas yamtif. So hachanami di itai hadar. So amrelei in namer b'shelam rav ta chozer the rosh v'ha amar vuna rav ta omer baruch shenasan. So la vitmar la lo shanu la shlo pasach v'atov v'ameitiv al patach v'atov v'ameitiv chozer the rosh. So this seems to be accepted. Right, this idea that if it's somehow required, then in fact it's a reflection of the Kedushas Hayom, and missing out on the Kedushas Hayom requires you to go back to the beginning. So as far as going back to the beginning is concerned, let's see Rashi, and then Tosos. So Rashi makes the following observation. So Rashi says, "V'hadal reisha l'tchilas birchas hamazon k'daminan." Gabi tfila, akaris raglov, so just like by tfila, the end point is akaris raglov, chos of the rosh, hasam hu, dika akiras raglayim, avahacha, siyam abracha, he, or who, akiras raglayim. Very fascinating thing. That by tefillah, having a, you know, the extra physical step of akiras raglayim is going to mean that you have a little bit more flexibility. Okay, so Tosa says, v'im tomar, v'havi rosh chodesh miyomi dilo yislanis behon v'migilas tainis. So why aren't we saying that eating on rosh chodesh, you know, you're not allowed to have tainis? So an interesting question. You can say you don't have to have tainis. You're not allowed to have tainis, but you don't have to have a particular meal. Right? Shechayam de birchas amazon. Yam tif tzarech lachol pas. Tema de mina misoka. Yibay achil, yibay lo achil. Chutz mila de rishona. Yalav tesvav, tesvav, michag amatos. That, maker, you can't eat outside of the sukkah, right? But, basically, you're not, mechuyav to actually have a meal except the first night. Veishom edachi perusho, shen tzarech lachol besukka, imlo yirtsav, al bishvil yam tif tzarech lachol. So, no. You know, basically, there's two different issues here. Don't confuse them, right? That you're really not required to eat meat midin, you know, the sukkah, if you didn't really want to eat, on like the first night, where there's a special expression, Barev Tochel Matzos, and the Gzeres Shavah Tesvav, to eat in the sukkah on the Laila Rishona. But there is still, right, the overlap between Chag HaSukkos and the fact that it's Chag, it's Yom Tif overall. Vim tomer my nafkamina im tzarech lachol bishvil yantif or bishvil sukkis. Right, if you want to ask that question, mi omer rabbeinu Yehuda the nafkamina kigon shiardu gesham evachol chutz l'sukkah. The hashlim lechod yantif shapir aval bishvil sukkah biyantif rishon tzarech lachzor v'lachol b'sukkah. La'achar sheyifsku agesham v'diyafin and tesvav mechagamatzos. So b'shar yamim, right? This is the din of mitzvah. Ain't no tzarech. V'amina perakelu dvarim marbrei de ravina. That happens to be a famous kula of his. Shalosh Seudos Mishal Shabbos. M.K. Mashma de Chulan Shabbos. That really can't draw a distinction. They often be full meals. V'od Kevin de Lafina and Miman. Right, it says, right, Shabbos Hayom Hashem, Ichlu Hayom, Hayom Lo Simtsu Basadeh, Alma de Shavos. That we should treat it with a fundamental equivalence. Okay, so a lot of issues here. And this Tosso is a very important sheet of Rabbeinu Tam about Shalosh Shudis that can certainly be relied on if a person is, you know, not feeling up to it, especially during the winter months. You know, the Rambam wasn't having any of it. You know, the Rambam doesn't only require always pas, but he requires lecha mishnah, not just lecha mishnah for shalosh shudis, but he also requires
kiddush.
Yeah, I don't see too many people doing that. You know, but it's there. Suda Shabbos, what can I say? So ad kama mizamnin. So the main brother Meir Chashav like his eyes are Yehuda Kibetz of Ibcha Shamin on the Hu. Titznan v'chein v'shiyatzam Yerushalayim, and he remembers that he's now he's carrying kachim past the gavul and they have to be burned, or he's, you know, for purposes of chametz and he's got to get rid of it and do bittul. So the main brother Meir Chashav like his eyes are Yehuda Kibetz of Ibcha Shamin on the Hu. Titznan v'chein v'shiyatzam Yerushalayim and Iskar. Shahaya biyado basar kodesh im avar tzofim sarfa b'mikomo v'im lav choser v'sarfa lifnei habira me'atze hamaracha. Okay. So if not, he should go back and burn them, you know, in front of the bira, which is the area where they burn the kachim kalim, from the atze maracha. So ad kamim choserim v'meir omer zev zev b'chabetza. Right, so that the shiur of let's say kachim or whatever that you took past the location point, that you'd be required to go back and burn. It's Rabbi Meir says a beitza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer zev zev kechazayas, which is just an interesting because it's muchlefes hashita from what we saw before in terms of zimun. So Rabbi Yochanan muchlefes hashita must be backwards. Rabbi Meir must be the one who says kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda must be kibetz. Rabbi Omer, no, lolam lo tepo. Chacha b'kray pligi. Rabbi Meir savar v'achalta zo achila v'savata zo shesia v'achila but it's a kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Achalta Visavata, Achila Sheish Basviya, the normal Achila in the Torah is kizayis, so Achila Sheish Basviya, by definition, means something larger. That vase is okibetza. So Hasam Bizvara Pligi, Rabbi Meir Savar, Chazaraso Kitamaso, Matamaso Bechabetza, Chazaraso Bechabetza, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Chazaraso Ki Isuro, Ma Isuro Bechizayis, Av Chazaraso Bechizayis. Again, here is a different issue altogether. So Meir says, you know, what's the shear in terms of it being Mekabel Tomas Ochlin's Chabetza? So that's going to be Mechayev you to go back and to burn in the right place. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Chazaraso Ki Isuro. Right, going back has to do with what is usher to eat on outside of the right time or place. So ma yisur bechazayis af chazaraso bechazayis. So they're just mechalik between the two different cases. So this place of tzofim. So Rashi says, Malkom sheyachol liros is beis hamikdash. Tosfos points out that Rashi learns differently in Pesachim. He does learn differently in Pesachim. So he says, "Perish Rashi Pesachim Makom Sheshmo Tzofim V'li Nira Dim Kain Havel in the Meimar Uchamidasu L'Chol Ruach." Because who cares which direction you're in? Kedeg Amar Hasam Gabe Modim V'Lifnim. Who remembers where this comes up? Modim V'Lifnim, the sugya for Ephraim.
Pesach
Shein Derech Rechoka. Good. Yeah. Okay, so Halashomer she'ena makom v'tzofim heavy lashon re'ia v'achi perishim hirchik Yerushalayim kol kach sheni yachler es Yerushalayim sarfo b'mekomo. Okay, so Reb Meir savar ve'achalta zo achila ve'achila bechizayis ve'omer hari dehani kray asmachta bi'almaninu v'midaraisa b'inan tzviya gemura. From there. So again, this is a very, 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 very important point that the Balei HaTosfos are raising, is that really midaraisa, the only time you're fundamentally obligated to vens is if you had kedei sviya. Which other rishon sounds that way? That the real chiyuv of benching is when you have kedei sviya, v'achalta v'savata all the way. Which other rishon supports that concept? I think the Rambam does, right? It says the Rambam doesn't say start out with a bit kizayis and kibetza. I'll just read the language. It's not so fair. It's not right in front of you. Getting better and better at Schoology. Not Schoology. Zoom. The Rambam says,
"Doesn't Tosfos Amemches say that Deoraisa you need Sviya and not? Oh, sorry, you need Kizai. No, you need Sviya. Sorry, I was just saying."
So just putting the Rambam into the chat. You're right, Ben Sion. So. I think you could see. Hopefully this will work. I don't know if it will work. I've never tried it. This directly. There you go. Okay. So mitzvah says, "Amen." Atel davarich achar achilas mazon shneir ve'achalta v'savata v'rachta shem lekach avenu chavim atolim saveil shneimar v'savata v'rachta. V'dereisofim shafilu achal kezayis mevarich acharav. V'dereisofim chayvadim levarich al kol meichal tzvila, etc. So it sounds like tzvia is really a right. That's a din d'oraisa. Okay, so in this discussion here between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, who remembers the shita that Reb Sabalovsky quoted before? Okay, Ilan?
Mordechai?
Yeah, so...
If bench midaraisa, you need to drink.
Yeah, okay. There you go, right? So that also factors in. Okay, very good. Very good. All right, so hold it up here. Hold it up here, and God willing, we'll pick it up probably Bikias-wise after Shavuos tomorrow. I want to finish...